2, Getting to Know Jesus. God the Father wants us to know His Son. How well do you know Jesus? I think about this often, and I always come to the same realization. I don't know Jesus anywhere near as well as I would like to know Him. The desire is there, but life gets in the way. There are times when I seem to be making great progress, and other times when I wonder if I know Him at all. But I always arrive back at the same inspiring and haunting idea. If there is one person we should each get to know in a deeply personal way, it is Jesus, the carpenter from Nazareth, the itinerant preacher, the Son of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God, the new Adam, the Messiah, the Alpha and the Omega, the Chosen One, the Light of the World, the God-man who wants good things for us more than we want them for ourselves, the healer of our souls. How well do you know Him? Give yourself a score right now between 1 and 10. Sure, it's a hard thing to measure, but you know if you're a 2 or an 8. You might not know if you're a 6.453, but you have a sense of where you are on the spectrum. Think about all the people in your life. You have your immediate and extended family and your closest friends. Then there are the people you spend a lot of time with simply because your lives overlap, not necessarily by choice, but as a result of work, school, and your children's schedules. You also have acquaintances, people you know just a little bit, whom by chance or choice, you have never really gotten to know. And of course, there are people who just cross your path, strangers. Where does Jesus fit into the spectrum of people in your life? I don't know Jesus anywhere near as well as I should, and my relationship with Jesus isn't nearly as dynamic as I would like it to be. And the thing that unsettles me is that sometimes I think I know people on the periphery of my life better than I know Jesus. Try this. Grab some paper and write down everything you know about Jesus. Everything. You may be surprised how quickly you run out of things to write. I was. Consider this. How would you describe Jesus to someone who knows nothing about Him? You'd probably tell the story, but how well do you know the story of Jesus Christ? It is the most powerful story ever told, but it loses its power when we take it for granted. It loses its power when we become so familiar with it that we stop hearing it as part of our own story. When we remove ourselves from the story of Jesus Christ, we become immune to the life-changing message of the gospel and become slaves to the world. It's time to rediscover Jesus. Have you ever met someone and discovered he was nothing like what you thought he would be? Before you met him, you knew about him. But knowing about someone is not the same as knowing someone. Whenever I make the effort to rediscover Jesus, He surprises me. He confounds the stereotypes, reveals unconsidered possibilities, rearranges my priorities, liberates me from the chaos of the world, reminds me what matters most and what matters least, and brings real order to my life. Jesus fills me with the lightheartedness that comes from knowing that our Father in heaven does indeed have a plan, even when I am too blind to see it, too arrogant to trust it, or too foolish to surrender to it. Yes, I think it's time for me to rediscover Jesus, and I'd like to invite you to join me. Who is Jesus? He's an invitation. There are so many ways to answer that question, but in a very simple and beautiful way, Jesus is God's invitation to live an incredibly abundant and fulfilling life. point to ponder. Jesus wants to have a deep, dynamic, personal relationship with you. Verse to live. I am the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verse 11. Question to consider. How well do you really know Jesus? Prayer. Jesus, open my heart and my mind so that I can get to know you as you really are. Note, throughout this book, the word gospel is used in different ways. It is used in general to refer to the teachings of Jesus. On occasion, it is used more specifically to refer to one of the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When the plural, Gospels, is used, this always refers to the first four books of the New Testament.